I mean, they know the meaning of that rivalry. I'm sure it'll be won't be long if it comes back that guys understand the importance of it and historically kind of what it means to our university and to our state.
Barry, I guess the first question a lot of people want to know with your defensive line situation, is 3-4 something you look at all?
Well, I think you've got to, especially just like we did in spring ball and just like we're doing now, and we're going to look at a lot of different schematic things, just like Steck did before. I mean, you always vary in some of the things you're doing, but there will be, it's our job as coaches to get the best 11 guys on the field, find out what they do best and then put them in position and build a defense around them at that point. There'll be a 4-3, there'll be a 3-4. If it works, it'll be a 10-1. So we're going to, keep working. And we got a great group of coaches that makes it fun to come to work every day and guys that are willing to learn and willing workers. And, we've just got to focus on getting better every day.
What are the differences from your point of view and what you need to successfully run, one of those versus the other?
Well, I think, you look at what each player can do. And you don't want to ask, Josh Augusta to do something that's not really within his skill set. So that falls back on us, and we've got to coach them, and we got to get them better every day. And, whatever scheme that fits us best, then we're, I think every college across the country is going to be pretty multiple at the end of the day. And, we've had some success previously, doing some different things at my previous job, and Mizzou's done some things over the last 2 or 3 years that, they didn't look like a traditional 4-3 team at times, but we've got to be creative enough that we put our guys in position to be their best.
You knew you weren't going to have Shane or Marcus when you took the job, but yeah. Between Loud and then up till when Harold got hurt, I mean, how much did you have to change what you thought you might be doing here?
Yeah, the roster, and always roster management changes, as you build it, and you never, you think you are. As soon as you relax, you think, well, I've got things kind of set in place. It never works that way. So I wasn't ever naive enough to think that, we're going to go into it. I mean, it could happen week one or practice number two. So you're always moving and thinking and trying to put pieces together to make it fit.
Is Harold still important in meetings and stuff like that? Do you think he can help some of these guys even though he's not playing?
Well, when he enters the room, he has a presence even still, and he does on the field. In our meeting rooms, he's awesome. He's a very, very important part of what we're doing defensively and team-wise.
Coach, I feel like he's a walk-on, right? Does he have any relation to you, just making sure I get my stories right at all?
If he practices well, we're related. If not, no, I don't have anything to do with the kid. No, he's a kid from Northeast Missouri. We're, he is, there is some, we've had dinner together at a family reunion. So, yeah, there's he's a good kid working hard just like everybody else in the program.
What does that walk-on program do for you guys?
If you look historically, Mizzou has had a really good walk-on program. If you start with guys like Colin Brown and Tommy Saunders and on down the list, I mean, there's guys that, have played on Sundays that came in here as a walk-on. So, the great thing about Coach Pinkel's program, one of the great things, everybody's treated exactly the same. And whether you're a first-year walk-on or a fifth-year starter, you got the same clothes in your locker room. You eat the same meal. You're coached the same way, and guys develop in Pat Ivey's system, and you never know. You just keep working with a guy, you never know when it's going to click, and he becomes a really good player.
Do you feel like you have the guys right now to do what you want in 3-4, or is it a couple of three classes away?
No, we got, it's our job to coach them and get them into that position. I mean, if you talk to any coach, I mean, you eventually you're going to recruit what fits, number one, culturally fits your program, and then you fit guys in to where you think they can play. So, it's our job to coach them and get them in position to play what is best for us. So, yeah, we've got 28 days before our first game, and we need to work really hard all 28.
If I've got the years right, you played a year or two with Justin in college. How about having a guy of his stature walking around the practice?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. He's a very good friend, and we've stayed in close contact. And when I knew he was finishing up out there and moving back, we've been together, a couple of different evenings and kind of talked through you know, the future, and he just wants to be involved and help Mizzou, and that's pretty awesome. He wants this place to have success, and he wants to do anything he can to help us. So, you know, there's limitations rule-wise on what he can do, but he's been in the battle, so to speak. It's pretty good.
He left a year early. Did you check his eligibility?
I've already been through that. Yeah, his first call. First call is like, let's get him back. So I couldn't get that swung. Yeah.
With Kentrell, what do you feel like his biggest strengths are, you know, in his game when he gets on the field?
Yeah, he's played a lot of snaps, experience, and I would never trade experience for anything. And he's he practices well. He's got a good feel for his position and his responsibilities. You know, he and I talk all the time about taking it to the next level, you know, his game and taking it, getting better. And that has to come through repetition and through practice and, you know, through working hard within how we practice every day.
Do you feel like, is he more natural against the pass, against the run, or is he a little
bit? He does. You know, he's 242 pounds and, you know, holds up well in the box. There's going to be some things that we ask him to do, rushing the passer and in pass coverage. And I'm excited about his versatility on the way he can kind of open up the things that position does.
Do you think he has the ability to play outside in that 3-4 if and when you decide to use him?
Well, I think, you know, there's he'll be lined up on the outside in the 4-3 also. So, I mean, he's an overhang player. You know, versus spread formation, that's where he lines up anyway. So there's not a lot of, you know, there's for those guys, things don't change much.
Because of the added pressure, just, you know, coming back to your alma mater, obviously you're trying to get back, but do you feel any added pressure with that?
I don't know if it's added pressure. I always have pressure. You know, if you ever feel comfortable, that's not a good thing. So, you know, I have a huge responsibility. And just like I did the last 3 years on coordinating the defense, I've got a tremendous responsibility, not only to this the defensive unit, but to this football program and this university. So added pressure, no, but I mean, it's, you know, it's my responsibility that things are done right. And there's a lot of people that have invested a lot of time and energy and sweat equity into this place long before me. And I want them to be proud of the product we put on the field.
Coach, what does Phil Pitts bring to your program, and